Welcome to the new episode. Today we have Anisa to talk about yoga therapy. I would like Anisa to introduce herself a bit about her background and her expertise.
Well, thanks for having me on. So my name is Anisa Hudak. I am a yoga therapist. I am trained to work with folks with struggling with PTSD, trauma-related issues, and TBIs, mm-hmm. traumatic brain injuries.
So what is yoga therapy?
Well, if you think about yoga as a big pie, and we split the pie in half, on one side, we have fitness-based yoga. Mm-hmm. And like your Ashtanga and your Bikram and, co-ed naked hot yoga and all of these wonderful, aerial yoga, all of these different wonderful things that are great for fitness. On the other side of the pie, we have yoga therapy. And that is really working with a group of people to help them achieve some goals. Mm-hmm. For instance, yoga therapy for cardiac rehab, for cancer, MS. Like I said, I work with PTSD and mm-hmm. Traumatic brain injuries.
So we are right now working, the season is addressing on why does, childhood survivor of sexual assault goes unreported for longer duration of time. So keeping that on theme, the next question is, what are the practices that a survivor can include in their life so that it becomes easier for them to deal with their triggers?
Well, first and foremost, triggers are your friends. Though they don't feel like that in the moment, triggers are a wonderful way of telling you where you need to go into therapy next. What do you need to tackle next? Obviously, there's something that's still there that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And so we need to change our outlook on triggers. Triggers mm-hmm. are our friends. Things that you can do to really help manage your entire PTSD and trauma situation. One would be getting enough sleep.
Okay.
Really working on your sleep, working on your self-care, working on what you're eating. You know, those of us who have PTSD and trauma-related issues, there are certain foods we should be eating. There are certain foods we shouldn't be eating. Mm-hmm. So that's important. And then there's the physical, because we need to recalibrate the system. Mm-hmm. Your mind and your body are offline mm-hmm. when we have a traumatic incident. And so we need to get them back online, talking to one another. And doing something physical is what's really going to help bridge that gap, believe it or not. Now, obviously, I'm a little biased. I think that yoga therapy is the way to do it. However, it's not the only way. For some people, running or walking or martial arts or kickboxing or something to that effect, where you're really working certain groups of muscles that actually hold on to trauma more than others. We're able to like really utilize those muscle groups, work them to exhaustion, get them to release, and that is going to help you release the trauma stored in your body and be able to recalibrate your system.
Wow, that's That's a very new method that I have never heard in this season. So, the other question is, what are the challenges, some challenges you see, that was present earlier, and that is still present now, and how could we encounter those challenges in this field of yoga therapy, working with PTSD and trauma survivors?
I think one of the biggest challenges people face is not wanting to do the work. They're so afraid. There's so much fear about what happened and going there and getting into it that they put their head in the sand and they don't deal with it. And it gets to a point where their body and their mind start screaming at them. They have to address it. People don't want to go where the scary stuff is. And frankly, it's actually not as bad as they think it is once they get through it. And life is so much better on the other side of it. However, addressing it, that's where the big challenge is. I think people really don't want to or know how to address it.
So, following with the conversation we are having right now, how to overcome those hurdles and identify the symptoms and triggers so that you can address those challenges?
I think one of the big things is knowing that you're not alone in this. You are not the only person that this has happened to. That's number one. Number two, we are not meant to recalibrate our systems and heal alone. It really does take a village. It takes a community in order to heal. And so, if you look at it, people who have, let's say, cancer, have a whole team of doctors that work with them, nurses, social workers, I mean, you name it, all kinds of folks are on their treatment team. Well, the same thing is necessary to heal from a traumatic experience. There's really no big difference between the two, believe it or not, in this sense. And so you need to create your own treatment team to help you heal. When unfortunately, when you have cancer, that team just kind of automatically happens. It just kind of comes in, to bat about. Whereas with your own mental health, you need to create that team. And that's important. And so creating that treatment team for yourself, getting the help that you need, and knowing that you're not alone. It takes more than just you.
How much role does acceptance of what has happened to you is a part of you? It does not define your future, and your future is now. That's something you need to work on, right? So those, how much does the acceptance of trauma that has occurred plays a role?
Acceptance is a hard thing. Acceptance is hard. It's hard to accept that you've been involved in a traumatic type of experience. Your power has been taken away, your control. There's a lot of layers to that onion. I think when you get to the point where you're ready to get the help and do the healing and do the work, I think the acceptance just really comes with it. Yeah, you've accepted that this situation has occurred. It was out of your control. However, your healing is under your control. And so there's an acceptance of, yeah, this has happened. And now I need to take care of it and heal it.
And how can, is there any or any measures or any, you know, anything a survivor can do from yoga therapy, from the perspective of yoga therapy?
A lot of things happen on that mat. It's really interesting to watch people make shifts on the mat. Sometimes it is acceptance. Sometimes it is healing. There's so much that happens on that mat that's not the physical poses. And me as a therapist getting to watch people do that and do that work and make those shifts, that's a beautiful thing. And that's literally why I do this, because I get to see these, especially women, I work with women, watching these women make these huge shifts on the mat. And it has nothing to do with the pose that they were in. It has all to do with where they were in their mindset in that moment. And so that's a beautiful thing. And yoga therapy is the catalyst. It was the medium in which they were able to make that shift.
What are the common practices a survivor can learn from yoga therapy?
Flexibility. And you learn flexibility physically on the mat. You know, you become physically flexible because of the yoga we're doing. However, that transposes. And you find that you live that flexibility in your life. I think that when we become survivors, a lot of us become very rigid. Because we don't want to be put in that situation again, right? So we become very rigid. And the yoga therapy, again, physically allows us to become flexible, but then that mindset follows us off the mat and we get to live our yoga and live that flexibility. So I think that's one way. Another way is being comfortable in your own skin again. I know, survivor, that's a major thing, is feeling comfortable in your own body again. And being on a yoga mat helps you really rediscover your body, feeling comfortable in your body again, and feeling again. And again, that leaves the mat and you live that off the mat. So I'd say that's probably two really important ways.
Resentment, anger, and what you get, feeling of worthlessness are some of the things that the survivor go through. Is there a way to overcome that by practicing yoga therapy?
In some respects, yes. Because it's gentle and it allows you to find a softness within yourself. And when you find that acceptance, the resentment, the anger, the worthlessness isn't so much there It softens. It becomes part of you. And it makes up this huge amalgam of who you are. And it just becomes a small part. It doesn't become the whole part, which is, you know, when you first start out and you first become a survivor, that's all you see is, oh my gosh, I'm a survivor. And it becomes very forward facing, you know, very in your face. Whereas when you're on the yoga mat, you really are able to tap into that softness, mm-hmm. into yourself. And you begin to realize that that's just one small piece of who makes you up. And it softens. And you realize that the resentment isn't going to change anything. The anger, not going to change anything. And again, by tapping into yourself, you realize that you're not worthless. You know, there's a reason why you're here. You have amazing gifts to share to the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why would you let the situation hold you back from sharing your gifts?
Yes.
And so the world needs your gifts. You are not worthless.
Mm-hmm. To elaborate on the things you have just said, is there any practitioner of yoga therapy or any book or any you know, any articles that has significant impact on your work in the field of yoga therapy?
I would have to say there's two main books, maybe three, that I love. Mm-hmm. The first one is The Gift of Fear. And not an easy book to read. However, so vitally important. Every woman on the planet must read that book. Mm-hmm. That is of vital importance to every woman, The Gift of Fear. The second book would be The Body Keeps the Score. Mm-hmm. That was so pinnacle in talking about PTSD. What is PTSD? The science behind it. And so between that book and, I've forgotten the name of the other book. I can't believe this. Hold on. Oh my goodness, I've forgotten the name of the book.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. There's a third book that was really, really important. And again, talked about PTSD and trauma. These three books,
okay,
they were absolutely pinnacle. But The Gift of Fear, every woman should read.
Okay, I will also read that one, The Gift of Fear. That would be my next reading. It will be in my reading list. Is there any tips or any practices that a PTSD survivor and a trauma survivor can include in their daily life to accept what has happened to them and to feel an amazing person? You're still alive. You are doing better. Is there any way, any practices that yoga therapy could provide in that sense?
Um, Well, obviously, I feel like daily yoga therapy, you know, obviously being on the mat daily is, you know, key. Sometimes that's not, you're not able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life gets in the way. And so I think that giving yourself 5 minutes a day, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
whether it's, you know, making yourself a cup of tea or taking a bath or lighting a candle or anything, and at the very least 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
That warms you from the inside out,
mm-hmm.
gives to you, that nourishes your soul. Maybe it's talking to a particular friend. Maybe it's going for a walk. Whatever it is, do that daily, mm-hmm. or as often as. So it may not be yoga therapy. It might be something else, obviously. For me, you know, it's a cup of tea. And in fact, I have a place in my house that I built. It looks like a tea room. And I can go there and I can make a cup of tea and I can just be me. And I don't necessarily have to talk to anyone. I don't have to be with anyone. I don't have to think about anything. I can just be there with making my cup of tea. And that really speaks to my soul. And so I highly recommend doing that for yourself, at least, like I said, 5 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I would recommend is you get a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell all of my new clients to do this. You get a notebook. And when you try something, like let's say you try lavender oil, and you write down, you know, the date, what you did, how you used it, where you put it, what you thought. And then, like, let's say maybe it didn't work out. Like, it didn't really help you. Okay, that's fine. Come back 6, 8, 12, 18 months later and do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again. Because just because it didn't work for you in that moment, you are never the same person. You're in a different part of your healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the same man never steps into the same river twice.
Mm-hmm.
And so just because it didn't work for you then, because of who you are and where you are in your healing journey, it might work now.
Mm-hmm.
And think about, okay, this is how I utilized it the last time. I'm going to try this and, you know, maybe I'll try it a different way this time as well. You got to keep trying. There is no option to give up. It's not an option. You can't, you're not allowed to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You have gifts that this world needs. And so giving up is not an option. So you just got to keep at it. Keep figuring out what your puzzle is. And you'll get there.
Okay. Thank you so much for those recommendations. Now coming towards the end of the podcast, how can our listener get involved or learn about yoga therapy after listening to this podcast?
Well, you are more than happy to, you know, feel free to go to my website,
mm-hmm.
Which is traumahealingyoga.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you were looking for someone in person, because I work all around the globe. I do everything online. Mm-hmm. However, if you really want to go see someone in person, the International